Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us on the line is Roseanne Hirsch, a local historian, talking about Fantasy Island, the lasting legacy and impact. You know, we were speaking yesterday all about people's memories from Fantasy Island. And come on, if you grew up in Western New York, everybody has a Fantasy Island memory.
Yeah, that's very true.
Roseanne, are you like me, where you went as a kid and then you brought your own kids there too?
My parents took me there when the park opened. I was 3 years old. I don't have any children, but I took my niece and nephews, and we went with my cousins, and it became a family tradition to go a couple times a year. And then once they built the Silver Comet, my friends and I used to meet Saturday nights, and we would go ride the Comet and enjoy the park.
Yeah, in a park that can be enjoyed on a different level. You know, here in Western New York, we have Fantasy Island and Darien Lake has been, you know, the two amusement parks everybody grew up going to. Darien Lake, you know, has all the roller coasters. It's kind of the bigger park. And Fantasy Island seemed like, you know what, it was a nice getaway, a less expensive option for people who could really take a whole family. And a lot of people took advantage of that.
That's true. Also, for people that didn't like crowds or long lines, Fantasy Island was the perfect place to go. The beautiful scenery. My husband and I had our wedding photos taken there, and it was just a more laid-back atmosphere that you felt comfortable going there, felt like home.
Were you on the log flume, like in your wedding dress? How did that go?
Oh, we were on the Silver Comet in our wedding gear.
Wow, that's got to be a picture, right?
Yes, it was.
Can't be too many people that did that for their wedding.
No, I don't think so.
Now, you wrote a book, right, about Crystal Beach?
I wrote a book about Crystal Beach, Crystal Memories, 101 Years of Fun, and I also wrote a book about all the amusement parks called Western New York Amusement Parks.
Okay, so you really are the local authority on amusement parks. The thing about Crystal Beach is that park's been closed for 30 years, and yet you still hear people talking about it. Do you think the same will be with Fantasy Island?
I think it will be close to that. Anybody that is over the age of or under the age of 75 has very vivid memories of Fantasy Island, and it's always been a place where you could go with your friends and family and have fun. So I think that there's a legacy there that people will still remember, especially driving past the site on the thruway or as they go through Grand Island. They're definitely going to remember that.
You know, looking at amusement parks the way you have, what have you noticed in the changing kind of culture that we live in? Is there a reason why smaller parks like Fantasy Island have trouble staying open?
Well, I believe that a smaller park needs to be on top of their maintenance. Even changing a light bulb is important. They need to be able to accommodate their guests, be kind to them, be nice. One of the big things about Fantasy Island was that you could always picnic there, and that was something that was eliminated in the last couple of years with the new owners. That makes it difficult for people who have food allergies. They can't eat what's in the park, so they would leave the park or not go to the park at all. It has to be on top of all your rides are working, all your food supplies are there. You have to be kind to your employees so that they're loyal to you. When Martin DiPietro owned the park, people worked there right from the beginning for 20-some-odd years with him. So I think that smaller parks need to really step up on not necessarily getting the latest technology and rides, but to keep everything neat and clean and accessible to not only their guests but to their employees, too. There are places down in Pennsylvania, Waldemere and Knoebels, they've been around for years, and they are smaller parks, and people flock to those parks because of the way they're treated, and they're always clean, and they always have things for them to do, and their supplies are always there. And when you lose that, then you lose your people, you lose your customer base, and then you lose money, and then you close your park.
you know, for a lot of people, Darien Lake is just not the same. It doesn't fill that void for them. What else is there locally? Have you ever been to Midway down in Chautauqua County or Seabreeze by Rochester?
Yes, I've been to those parks. Midway is a very nice park for younger families. They usually have like a grandparents' day. The state is running it very well. Seabreeze is a family-owned park. It's a beautiful park. It's definitely worth the drive. And also, a lot of people don't realize up in Olcott is Carousel Beach Park, and they have a beautiful carousel there, and they have kiddie rides for 25 cents. And they have a park nearby where you can picnic. So there are other options. It's just that Fantasy Island was very convenient for people in Niagara Falls and Buffalo and Chickamauga and all the areas where if you didn't want to drive out to these other parks, you just run up for the day to go to Fantasy Island, and that's going to be missed.
What happens to some of these parks that close down? You know, it says close permanently, but, I mean, is anybody, we were talking with a real estate broker earlier who said nobody's going to buy this for the land. There's plenty of land without things you have to demolish on it to take on Grand Island. Could you see somebody buying this and reopening it as a park, or does that typically not happen?
There have been occasions in Fantasy Island's own history. There were several times between during the 1980s that there were several owner changes. So that is also always a hope. And someone steps up and says, you know, this is a great place to reopen. Hopefully they don't sell everything off before that happens.
If there was one thing from Fantasy Island that you could take and maybe put in your own backyard, what would it be? And I guess Silver Comet would probably be your number one, but what's your number two?
Well, I don't have room for the Silver Comet, unfortunately, but I would probably take the Blue Goose ride, which is called Loosey Goosey there. It's a historic ride built right north Tonawanda at the Alan Herschel Company, and it's one of those rare rides where you don't find them anymore, and it's very adorable for kids to ride.
I would take the bank robber falling off my garage roof. I'd just put a hay bale down the bottom.
Well, you could probably just do that on your own.
I'm going to have to now. All right. Roseanne Hirsch wrote many books on amusement parks, including Fantasy Island, local historian, remembering some of Fantasy Island. Great insight from her. And then the door is open, as Roseanne mentioned, for somebody to come in and potentially reopen it down the line. So permanently closed, it doesn't have to mean that right now, but certainly nothing in store for this upcoming season.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.